the pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Mark McNamara is the man who's hopping into the sulky this morning. How are you, Mark?
Good, thank you, Sean. Morning to you and everybody. There'll be a big night at Griffith on Saturday night. They have two meetings a year. They had the heats of their Pacers Cup on Melbourne Cup night. And coming up this week as well, as you just heard on Saturday night, it is their Carnival of Cups. Last night at Newcastle, big night for Blake Hughes. He drove four winners, including Caesar Real in race two for Stephen Kilroy. In race number four, he drove Stephen Spirit for Clayton Harmy, backed up again with Clayton in race number six with Platinum Revolution, and then went to the last and again drove a bobsled for Clayton Harmy, which is part owned by one AJ Manton. So a big night for Anthony Manton and Blake Hughes up there at Newcastle last night. A winning double also on the program to Jack Callaghan. We've got, or rather, Todd McCarthy. Jack Callaghan drove the first winner. We've got Tenworth Racing today. They have got 10 races, the first at 12.50. Penrith Race tonight, their first is at 6.33. Going to catch up with three of the persons running across the two meetings. The first is a man with a pretty big team in at Tenworth. It's Greg Coney. Greg, good morning.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
Good, thank you. Pretty big team. And you got many left at home?
Yeah, there's still another three there. There's a race horse here and just another two working along.
And we'll get stuck into them. In race number two, you've got the seven. She's got Bling Engaged here. Do we just put the pin through that gallop in the score up last time and go off some really good form before that?
Yeah, Mark, I think it was just a little mistake she's made at the start. And hopefully Brad Elder goes back onto the day. So hopefully that'll be the difference.
Do you know much about the one, Burling? It tends to show some gate speed at times.
I do believe the one will lead, and hopefully we'll be sitting on a back, and we've only got to get a clear run at some stage, and I think we'll be too strong for them.
Race number three, you've got three runners in. Have you had many times you've had three runners in the same race before?
Oh, going back a few years back, yeah, but probably not over the last 10 years, no.
So busy time for race number three. Runaway Jolt, he's in really good form, but again comes up with the inside of the back row.
Yeah, he's the same. He's racing really well at the moment, and he's probably my favourite out of the three, and I think he just needs to get a clear run at him at some stage too, and I think he'll be hard to hold out as well.
You've got Good Time Hero, the nine. Is anything work suggesting that he could be a danger to the one that you favour?
Well, he's got the right driver, the informed driver at the moment. The horse has had the potential at times, but just is out of form a little bit at the moment, so hopefully Blake can weave his magic on him.
And I'm tipping the 10, Harbour Town's a newcomer to your stable, been racing down around Penrith. What have you made of him?
Yeah, he's been okay for us. He just the draw might just be the difference today, but he'll be doing his best, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
And last raced at Penrith on the 24th of October. Have you trialled him or just going in fresh?
No, just going in fresh and just try that with him, Mark.
Race number five. Greg, you've got Brittany Jane drawn two on the back row. It's another one racing really well.
Yeah, she's come here with some good form from down around Sydney. Just probably one of Clayton's horses does look very hard to beat. But hopefully she'll be doing the same. Hopefully she'll be running into it strongly.
You've been happy with her work since you've had her?
Yeah, she's worked along really nicely. So I expect a good showing from her.
And race number seven, finally a front row draw, with just the way the barrier draws have fallen with the ratings today. Roll With Any from barrier number two. Can get off the gate pretty well.
Yes, I do expect him to be leading, and I think he's the pick of my hopes today. He'll be leading and should be hard to beat.
That is race seven, number two, the best from the Greg Coney barn. And you're not done just yet. We go down to race number eight, Queen's Angel, back to a back row draw. Again, we just forget that last run. She was racing really well before that performance at Tenworth.
Yeah, she's a lovely little mare. I think she's had 11 starts on the track here and won 7. The draw is going to be a little bit tricky for her today too, but hopefully we just get the right tempo and hopefully with a card into the race, she's not without a hope as well.
So the best of them comes up race 7, number 2. It's a big team, a busy day for you, Greg. We do appreciate your time here on the Pace this morning. Good luck.
All right, thank you, Mark. Thanks.
That is Greg Coney joining us with a look at his runners up at Tenworth today. The best of them, race 7, number 2, Roll With Any. Actually, gilding despite the name. And he comes up with race 7, Barry, number 2, expected. And Greg hoping the horse can lead and win. Also going to talk to Julie Hobday shortly. Julie's got two runners in, including Ben Dan, race 5, number 6. And the other one is Christian Shannon, race 10, number 4, who's a last start winner. And right on cue, Julie joins us online. Julie Hobday, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Just the two runners in today. We'll start with race number five, and you've got Bandan. You've had no luck with the draw and broke gear last time. What about the form before that? Have you been happy with him?
I've been happy with him. We just can't get a draw. I'm not lucky enough to get a draw with him. Like, he's racing well, but just needs a bit of luck, and we need a good draw. But yeah, today he'll just go around. Hopefully he'll be in there. But yeah, we're just waiting for that draw to come out. So yeah.
You're not wrong. Second row three, front row six. You're way overdue for some luck with the barrier draw computer.
Yeah, it just doesn't come my way. Like, it just does not. You just turn the six upside down, the nine upside down today, so six. So, yeah, still no luck, but we'll just keep punching on and hopefully we get that draw and he'll be right in there once we get a draw.
You've had Christian Shannon for two starts. We spoke to Sarah Rushbrook the week he was having his last start for her, and she said you were going to start showing him at some stage down the track, but his work must have been good. Gallop for you first up, then turn all around with a slashing win last time.
Yeah, it was a bit unlucky his first run. It's just a bit unlucky of what happened. And I took him home, had a bit of trouble with his shoeing. I got Dad in ICU in Newcastle trying to direct me on his shoeing. I had someone shoe him and just wasn't quite right. So I had to come home and do it myself and take him back down. And so yeah, this bit of a change in work has probably been a blessing in disguise. Like, yeah, his work was phenomenal at the track, but I just didn't know whether he'd, you know, handled what I've done the shoeing right. So I was a bit nervous on the day, I can tell you. Like, I was very nervous. Like, yeah. So, but yeah, it all paid off. He went really well. I was really happy with him.
It must have been a great achievement to go from that seven to that last start win, knowing that the work had gone in to the horse since the seventh at Tamworth.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I changed a little bit of gear on him because at home I work him by himself. It's just me. So, yeah, I just changed a little bit of gear. Thought I could make him a little bit happier and, yeah, just changed his shoeing and just improved in that just enough to get that win. Sarah had done a great job with him. You know, he was fit when I got him and just put a little bit of a touch on him. And he ran the 1988 out well, so I was really happy with him.
You said you were nervous leading into that win at Tamworth. Could you watch? Are you one of those people that can't watch? You've got to hold on to someone or you turn away?
No, I've got to watch. But just, yeah. You know, whether I had that shoeing, you know, I rang Dad and he can hardly talk and he was telling me what to do. And I thought, have I done this right? You know, I took pictures and sending it to him, like, what should I do? Like, yeah, you know, and like, just hoping that I'd done that shoeing, you know, hope I'd done it right. Because if it was wrong and he hit his knee and galloped, I was in a lot of trouble. So, yeah, I wasn't 100% confident. My main thing was he got around, he'd done everything right, and he finished, you know, up the top. Like, that was my hope. But, yeah, it all went to plan and went really, really well. So I'm really happy with him.
So if you need a farrier around the Inverell area, Julie Hobday's the person to call.
Julie, I've got one, but he's, you know, when you're not there and they're not used to angles and doing harness horses, like, you know, it's very different to doing just, you know, your ponies and your gallopers, like shoeing a horse, you know, that's his knee. And yeah, so yeah, it's all paid off in the end. So yeah.
Well, hopefully that continues this afternoon at Tamworth. Julie, thanks for joining us and on the pace this morning. Good luck with the two of them up there today.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks very much. Thank you.
That is Julie Hobday joining us with a look at her two runners at Tamworth. Christian Shannon, race 10, number four, drawn to get a good run again. Form ease in, good form in that race, and drawn gate two. There is a meeting at Penrith tonight. They've only got the seven races. Will Rickson's got a few chances. Oh, I guess a few of them more so each way than perhaps genuine winning hopes, but we'll see what he's got to say about them. He joins us online this morning. Will, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Thanks for joining. She got So Jack going around in the first for David Waite. Hasn't raced since the 10th of January. Have you driven him at all at the trials? You know much about him this time in?
I haven't actually driven him before, I don't think, the horse. I watched his trial. I think it might have been last week, and I thought he went pretty good, but his first start drawn pretty wide on the back row, over a mile, and looks a pretty hard race too, so I think we'll be just looking for shortcuts first up for him and hope he hits one. Good.
Oh, race number seven, Captain's Call, the horse for Stephen Conroy. Barry number seven might not be a bad draw. He's just been okay since his win four starts ago where you drove him. Is it a case of just trying to punch the pegs as he followed the leader for that win at Penrith that night?
Yeah, I think last time he won at Penrith, he drew seven actually, so it's not a bad draw for him. He's always been driven with one run, so tonight's a pretty hard race. You got a couple of really good good horses in it, in my opinion, Make Way and So Cool Master. And, yeah, and then a couple of Shane Sanderson horses are dropping back from racing at Menangle. So in that sort of grade, drawing there, it's not the worst thing for him. We'll just be looking for Gats. Hopefully the same thing, he hits fine good. He's always raced really well at Penrith, so hopefully he goes good again tonight.
Race number 5, you've got Switowski drawn the inside. He hasn't raced since July. You know this one pretty well, though. You've driven him plenty of times.
Yeah, it's a good draw for him. I haven't spoke to Brooke about the horse yet. Going in without a trial, but she must be happy enough with him to put him in without a trial. And I think he goes good fresh because last time in, she trialled him at Penrith. And I think they might have went 55 or 56 in the trial and hit the line really good. So I'm hoping he's a pretty nice, fresh horse and he's got the right draw over a mile tonight. So, hopefully she's happy enough with him to drive him pretty confident and see how he goes.
And Kaitman's Rosie in the last run outside an inform. He's a con man, but you're going to get a beautiful run through at the start from Barrier 8.
Yeah, she's not going too bad. She's probably been a little bit disappointing as a three-year-old, but Dad's hoping he's sort of getting the better of her now. And it's not a bad draw for her. She's always been a bit better on the fence, so it sort of depends what the con man does. He's drawn inside the back, but last week he drew there, and they're happy enough to get off the fence early and then put him into the race. So if they wanted to do that again, I'd be happy enough to take their spot on the fence, and she might get a good run through there. So, she's a horse that goes better with cover. So if she can get the split blade, I think she's a chance in that race.
Number of, I guess, each way chances tonight. Is there one of the four that you may be leaning to more than the other three?
I think Climber's Rosie is probably my best each way chance. Her and Sosowski are probably my only two winning chances. And if Captain's Call and the other horse are Davey Waits in the first, ended up running top five, I'd be pretty happy with that. But I think Sosowski and Climber's Rosie are both an each way chance.
Switowski, race 5, number 1. Climber's Rosie, race 7, number 8. Well, thank you for your time this morning here on The Pace. Good luck out there at Penrith tonight.
No worries, Mark. Thanks for having me.
That is Will Rickson joining us this morning. Sean, that has been On The Pace. The horse is tied up. We're going to take the sulky off now and join you again tomorrow for another 15 minutes or so.
And you can hose yourself down as well. Good on you, Mark. Talk to you next week.